Yeah, we got it.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions for
recording in progress, firstly,
and then we will go to the Zoom portion of the press conference. So hands in the air, and then we'll go to Zoom. Robin, if you want to kick us off.
Well, there's quite a game out there, but you thought it was you had to be so defensive because they were all out and pushing, but it was important that you win this game as well, I assume. But just how did you cope with the pressure?
Yeah, obviously we go into every game with the mindset that we need to win. They're a good team, and they offered a lot of things that challenged us. We gave up a lot of set pieces, and we had to do our best to defend. We got a bit fortunate on the one there, but it was a difficult game for us, and I think we came away with 1 point. It's okay, but we obviously want more.
Any other questions in the room for Easton? Okay, Nate, anybody on the Zoom portion of the call?
Benedict, go ahead.
Thank you. Easton, maybe just walk us through your goal and how that all came about.
Yeah, it was a nice bit of build-up play from us, quick transition. We get the ball into Shamid in the middle, and he's done well to slip me in behind. And for me, it's simple. Get in and put it on net and score the goal. So it was a good goal early in the second half, and it was hoping to give us a bit of confidence to finish out the half. It's unfortunate we conceded shortly after, but we need to do better closing out games and holding leads.
And Connor James made a number of saves for you guys tonight. How important was he?
Yeah, he's a major part in our team, and game in, game out, he comes out and performs for us. He, again today, made a lot of big saves for us and kept us in it.
Thanks, and best of luck with the next one.
Thank you.
We're good? Easton, thank you for your time, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Well played today. Okay, guys, same rules apply. We'll take questions in the room for Alan first, and then we'll go to Zoom. So, hands in the air, and then we will get things started. Robin, over to you.
You were under so much pressure in that second half, and yet it was important for you to win as well, for like standing playoffs and so on. But how did you guys cope with all the problems in the second half?
Well, there's different ways you go about playing the game. And I think possession, I don't know what the final possession stats were in the game today. I would assume they outpossessed us at times. But in transition, we scored a great goal, and we had ample chances to score a second goal. There were a couple moments after the first goal that we scored where if we capitalize and we go 2-0 up, we win the game. And we don't, and it allows York to hang around, and they're a good team. And if you allow good teams to hang around, eventually they're going to get something out of it. So they obviously scored to tie it up. But even when they were out possessing and coming at us, I think every single moment we had it, we had the potential to hit them in transition. So we'll take a point on the road for the most part any day. And we're just learning a lot about ourselves right now. You learn a lot by hanging on at the end because York were throwing literally everything at us right at the end. And full credit to our guys for managing that, dealing with it, and getting a point today.
Luis.
Hi, Coach. Because of how the game developed and what you're saying right now, do you take this as a, that you're getting 1 point or that you are getting those 2 points here?
To be honest, we weren't really focused on the points in the game today. We're more focused for where we are. We're not going to make the playoffs. Focus on the exercise. Focused on how players performed, how they embraced their responsibilities, and that takes time for us to go digest. So from a team perspective, anytime you go on the road in this league to get a point, we'll take it. And obviously there's different circumstances that transpire through the game. When we're 1-0 up, hey, you're dreaming about getting 3 points. The second they score, you're hoping you can hang on to get a point. So from the balance of play, we'll take the point today. But for us, it's more than the result in the game today. It's about us now going, digesting the performance collectively and individually to see who is stepping up to the challenge as all these different games pose different challenges for us.
Ibrahim?
Now, what lessons do you take from this game into the next game that you have? And also, you said, you know, when you are out of the postseason tournament, you know, you're just playing to test the boys. How difficult or easy them still, you know, hungry and desirous to play the rest of the match?
I don't know if we're out of the postseason equation yet. We may be, but that's never really been our focus. Our focus is on embracing every single game and competing and trying to get ourselves 3 points in every game we play. So that was the same today as it was in the first game that we started the season, and it's going to be the exact same focus until the last game. So nothing changes for us. The standings don't change how we go about our work and how we embrace every single challenge that's being thrown at us. We still have 3 more challenges, and they're challenges we're going to have to embrace. We're going to a very tough place to play again in Victoria, and then we have 2 home games to finish off the season.
And then I'm going to Pacific in 8 days' time. What sort of lessons do you carry from this away game to that away game?
We got a point on the road today. That's it. We've also been to Pacific and got a point on the road too. It's about learning to get something in different games. I think the guys showed when we went to Pacific and we tied 2-2, we could get something out of that game. I think we showed today we could get something out of this game. We know now when we get close to the end of the season, teams that will be going to the playoffs like Pacific are trying to peak at the right time. So we're under no illusions. We know when we go to Victoria in 8 or 9 days' time, it's going to be a tough challenge. But we want to face these challenges. These are the challenges we want to face as we continue to progress forward. And I think our group learned a lot about ourselves today. You learn good things and you learn difficult things too in games like this. So there were good moments and there were bad moments. But there were moments for us to digest, and we'll go digest those and put out the group again for that next game.
Any more questions in the room? Great. Nate, let's take the Zoom reporters, please.
Brandon, go ahead.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Alan. I guess congratulations on the point on the road there. I did just want to ask as well, and to answer the earlier question that you put out there, your playoff contention is dependent on the Halifax game this afternoon. But I wanted to ask specifically sort of in regards to, you know, previous weeks and previous chats where you guys have been, you know, getting in an early hole, sort of flip the script today, getting ahead, you know, putting in the first goal today. Just did that sort of change the game plan, or was it more of, you know, trying to get that second goal and to ice the game?
The game didn't change for us, but I think every manager in this game around the world will tell you they'd rather score first. You'd rather be putting yourself ahead than putting yourself in a hole. So it was nice and positive to score first. I thought at the time, and I'm pretty certain our entire staff thought it would be nice to capitalize one or two of the chances that we scored to make it 2-0, and then you give yourself a bit of a buffer. But when you don't do that, you allow the opposition to hang around, and York scored relatively early with lots of time still to play, and that puts you in a precarious position to finish off the game. Of course, we'd much rather score first, but it doesn't change how we're going to play. It would change things if it was in the 80th or 85th minute, but we still scored relatively early, so we stayed true to the game plan.
And, obviously, I suppose a lot of coaches there would say pretty much the same thing that you just said there. But just maybe talk about the assist from Shamit to find Easton on that goal as well. Just, obviously, the opinions on Shamit have been, you know, here and there. But just maybe how much he's been a cornerstone of the team for you guys.
Yeah, I don't care about anybody else's opinion on Shamit other than my own and my staff's. And Shamit's a fantastic player. He does all sorts of things for us on the pitch, but he does all sorts of things for us off the pitch, which a lot of people would be completely oblivious to. It was great to see him get rewarded by being in a quality half space, which we encourage him and all of our midfield players to get into those positions, and had a quality positive touch and then a fantastic vertical pass to Easton. So I'm glad to see him get rewarded because he's been putting a lot of work to get himself to where he is today, and unfortunately took another knock today, so hopefully that won't keep him out. But I've been very, very happy with his progression over the course of the season. At the end of the day, Shamit had several years in MLS, but he wasn't playing week in and week out, and he came to the start of this season injured after surgery, and we feel like in our group he gets better and better every single day. So we're going to continue to push him. We know he's capable of more. I think he knows he's capable of more too, but we're going to keep pushing him in the right direction.
Certainly, thanks, Al, and be with Shamit our best for that recovery, and good luck with the next one.
Thanks, Brandon.
Benedict, finish us off, please.
Thank you, Alan. You've spoken a lot this season about how Easton Garo is pretty good with his feet for a big striker. What did you make of his goal today and a couple of chances today where he sort of dribbled around some defenders?
Yeah, fantastic finish. I think that's what he's good at. If you give any good quality number nine some space, they're going to hurt you. And I feel that's what Easton did, obviously, on his goal today. I feel like the group created some other chances for him, too. It's impossible for anybody to take every chance that's created for them. But I was glad to see him get rewarded with an important goal for himself, but also an important goal for our team.
And at the other end of the pitch, Connor James made a number of saves for you guys. How good was he tonight, and how important has he been all season for you?
I actually thought that this morning. I knew coming in here, playing in a game that had so much meaning for York, that CJ was going to have to make a couple saves for us to get something out of the game. And thankfully he did. So incredibly proud of his performance. He's another true professional. He's a guy who works incredibly hard every single day. And I'm very, very happy to see him get rewarded, because he made some big-time saves today. Kept us in the game at times and then helped us manage the game. And obviously made some key saves at key moments in the second half too.
Thanks, Alan. Best of luck with the next one.
Thanks, Ben.
Great. Alan, thank you for your time. Cheers.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Welcome today. Cheers. I'll grab you for a pint and talk, but then we have something.
Yeah, sure. My daughter actually lives in Cork now.
Oh, well, as a Cork man, I'm very proud of all that.
Recording stopped.